We here at Sports Best Friends acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the traditional custodians of the land, water and sky throughout Australia on which we record. We recognise their strength, diversity, resilience and deep connection to country. We pay our respects to elders of the past, present and future as they hold the memories, knowledge and spirit of Australia. Hello and welcome to Sports Best Friends. Tip-O-Matic, a podcast that this half season is just looking at the future.
It will be unbelievable, and I think it probably will be a dream that we're chasing, and I just hope we go good.
You found me, Big T, sitting in Rugby League Heartland with everyone's new best friend, Odoo.
Mate, good to be back. We're starting to make a bit of a run here, 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, you and I are. I was like, South keeps sucking. We need to know you're talking about the pod. We're back in for sure. Locked in. There's nothing that's going to hold us down, particularly now that the West Tigers are a fucking force to be reckoned with. There's no way. There's no way we're not stopping now until they start shitting themselves.
Is that this year's Indigenous jersey?
Oh, did you not say... Did I just come in just looking fabulous?
Yeah. Mate, that's incredible. That's a really good one. Sometimes they just miss the mark, I think.
Yeah.
But that's a good one. I do say.
Yes, in case anyone can't tell just by the tone, timbre of my voice, I am wearing a West Tigers jersey. It is a First Nations one. I don't know what Indigenous, if it's this year or last year's. I got it from Peter Wynn. This is an unpaid shout out. Went and bought it from there afterwards.
Get out of
Peter.
I would have
taken a paid shout out, but they weren't interested. Littlest and I both got ourselves some celebratory jerseys after the big dub on Sunday.
Yeah, sick.
He was pretty disappointed by the lack of going on the field at halftime. I didn't think of that because we go to so much...
The Jets games have spoiled him.
And the Bears. He's a little bit like, no. Half the reason I'm here is to get on the field. Sorry, bro. Parramatta Stadium, it's not going to let you run around on that carpet. Oh, fuck, that's a good grass.
What a stadium.
My auntie that I was with was like... was dead set having a squeeze just checking it was real because she was like, I've never seen anything look that good. What a go. And
what a way to spend a Sunday arvo. Is that his first live dub?
Yes. In the NRL, in the top grade?
Yeah,
shit, it would be. Fuck, that's
pretty
sad.
Epic.
That's so sad.
Yeah, but it's happened.
He's been to a bunch of them. The more I think about it, he was there at the end of last season where we got fucking towed by the Raiders at Leichhardt. It was like 30-something nil at halftime. Oh, yeah, you were there too. That's right. So it was boom. Fuck, that was a shit. It was a shit game. But he barely noticed that because his mate was there. Whereas this one, I was throwing him about. Every time we scored, I was picking him up, chucking him around, really trying to like let him live it. The other thing is I noticed that he often shouts, no, 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 when the team we haven't tipped is on a line break, and he sounds exactly like me. I went to go and fucking tell him to calm down the other day, and then I realised it was just like an echo of me probably 20 minutes earlier. So I also was really happy to see us like do a bunch of great things so he could also see me when we make a line break. I just don't think I don't think he's seen me celebrate that much since he's been conscious. Like obviously the Tigers in New South Wales have been good at times, but when he and I are sitting there and we're both watching a game, like for me to just like launch out of my seat when Kezzy Apps was making a line break, you know, when she's 70 metres out, and me just whipping her for the next 30 metres, I think that was hopefully a good thing for him to also be like, yeah, fuck, this is... Just for also him to feel that infectious... I think that's the reason, one of the main reasons why we love it, is that infectious emotion you get from being in a crowd. I was just trying to make sure that he's feeling that so that he's associating Tigers with that infectious feeling so that even when he fucking hates us because we suck for the next 10 years, he still, when he sees a Tigers line break, he can't help but get out of his chair. That's
what you want to engender in him, for sure. Yeah. The curse you're trying to bestow.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, mate, if you only go to NRL dub games, it's probably looking pretty good. You were
fucking, that's a great nickname.
On fire.
You've just come up with that. I've been thinking about this now for 24 hours. How did I come up with NRL dubs? That's an excellent fucking name. Jesus,
there we go. It's sticking.
Daily messages, crying. Tell me about the rest of your weekend, though. That was mainly me.
Oh, mate, it was a shocker. Baby Bunny had croup. Oh. So, yeah, we had a pretty crappy weekend, although we did try a new pizza joint in the local area, which
was
great.
Got a positive, yeah.
So a place called La Madia down at Clovelly, opposite the Clovelly Hotel, actually.
Yeah.
Fire pizzas.
Oh, really?
So good, yeah.
Oh, new? Or you just found it?
No, new. I mean, there's been a pizza joint there for the last 20 years, but it's just been different different places, and this place is, I think, you know, less than a year old and doing good things. Yeah, open to sponsorships, yeah, as always.
Non-paid channel, yet.
But, yeah, so that was probably the one of the highlights, one of the lone highlights of the weekend. Oh. Baby Bunny.
Remind me what croup is again. I know it's a baby one.
It's a viral, it's like a response to a viral infection where they have like a seal cough and then coughing and like can't like sleep and can't breathe and stuff
because
like
they wake up from it. Yeah, it's coming back to me now.
Yeah, it's crap. And I think some kids get it more than others. And I think our friend Baby Bunny gets it pretty regularly as well, unfortunately.
Oh, poor chicken.
But she's on the improve. Just saw beautiful Bunny and Baby Bunny on a little FaceTime. They're hanging with the dog in the backyard. So
he has a dog.
It's looking good.
That bear of a dog. Great to hear everything's on the improve, because it sounds like our football teams are too. What a nice little link. In fact, look at your socks too. Celebrating the Tigers too. Love that.
Yeah, they're shiny, sparkly. Yeah.
Oh.
Anybody watched a series of rugby league games, they'd never go back to watching Union or AFL or soccer.
Oh, the Shundo was so good. That was another great thing Pokemon happened on the weekend. And here's the next, in case you worried that we're off task. No, I recently put a Robbie Farah mural as one of the Pokemon stops. And so there's my two rugby league loves coming together, because they recently said, yeah, that is a Pokemon stop. You're right, this is a piece of art that people should go and see when they're on the Mon. So
can you add those?
Yeah, you can.
You can add a stop. Yeah. I need to find something near my house so I don't have to go far across, spin some stops.
Well, now I'll be sending you the Roberto Farah's face every other day, one of the kings of orange. The colour orange, of course, that is. I'm sure the people of orange would love to be lorded over by him. Let's go through what you think is going to happen in round 2022 of 2023. NRL round 22, Thursday night.
Are we not going to touch on the Cutlery Cup last weekend?
Oh, fuck. I owe you a sandwich. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got fucking toweled as well. And the other thing is, I had a lot of great people voting straight away. And because I put a Twitter poll up, who do you think is going to win? Fuck, 70% of people also thought Shitans. So I don't know what the fuck happened there. Everyone earlier in the week was singing Shitans. By the time the game turned up, I was like, hold on, I had Titans. I had to go and check. I was like, fuck, I don't feel like the Titans are going to win this game.
Yeah.
And then when the game started, I was like, oh, it's like a fucking car wreck. It was the Roosters of every other year, except for...
Yeah, yeah. Brandon Smith decided to play to his potential again.
Yeah.
That was...
Congratulations. I've got to sort that out. I completely forgot. Thanks.
Got to figure out what sort of sandwich we want.
Yeah, I'll have to... We'll do that. I'll do that as a lunch thing sometime this week. This is me thinking out loud. It's not very entertaining. But yeah, we'll try and... I'll try and Uber Eats something.
Well, next week we can talk about how it went.
Yeah.
People are
going
to follow
it was
on.
Good.
Yeah.
We're sitting at home. Well, there'll be another Sando because we'll hopefully find something in here that we can
surely,
you can
surely
bring me
our
on.
Game.
No, thanks. $9.30, fuck out of here. Anyway, can we get back to Broncos and Roosters? What are you thinking here? I mean, obviously, the Broncos are fucking unstoppable. They beat someone on the... Who did they beat last week?
Can't remember.
It was kind of close, but not really.
No, I think they both played like crap.
I really didn't think Broncos... I mean, Broncos were fucking outstanding against you guys, because you guys are good.
Yeah, I thought that was the worst game that the Bunnies have played easily this year. Mm. Like, I thought it was shocking, the discipline... The simple errors, it was pretty disappointing to watch. I thought the Broncos are good. I didn't think they were incredible. Like, I didn't think there were any moments where I just went, oh, my gosh, like, Payne Haas is an animal. Or, you know, they all just did their job well, stayed in the fight.
He didn't play in that game, though, Payne Haas.
Payne Haas, yeah, did.
Did he?
Yeah, exactly,
there you go.
Right?
Okay, my bad.
But, yeah, they're outside back. Like, Katoni Staggs goes from doing nothing for weeks on end and then just explodes and, you know, tears teams apart, which he did. And look, we didn't deserve to win the game, so I'm not gonna dwell on it too much. And the rising tide is back.
Yeah, well, hopefully for you. Cobbo is the kind of guy who I just fucking froth on all the time. We talk about it all the time. But when he gets that ball 20 metres out, he's got two on, he's got a lot of pace, but they're going to catch him.
He's
the Tiger
laughing.
Gets bundled out. Yeah, he's smiling all the time.
Yeah.
But the Tiger gets bundled out. Everyone else is trying to do a dive, like the guy with incredible hair, Chance.
Dallin.
No, the guy from...
Dallin.
Yeah, or Dallin. He would do a Superman dive. His feet would be touching some supporter's face while he's getting the ball down.
Yeah.
But Cobbo just goes,
no,
how are you, boys?
Yeah, you're not stopping me.
Rolls him. Oh, man.
Yeah, he's good to watch. He's an animal.
Yeah. He's literally like that poetry. When you're watching him, you just feel like it's art. Like, he's just so beautiful and graceful.
Yeah, I think they're in a sweet spot at the moment, the Broncos. Like, they had the young gun forward pack last year, and the outside backs who had, you know, a lot of shine to their game, but not so much polish, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And this year, I think, you know, the little master Adam Reynolds is just sort of pulling it all together, keeping heads level. It's looking really good for him. So I'm going to tip him.
Yeah, I'm going to tip him too. And look, I think the Roosters looked better, but they aren't good, or they're not good enough yet. No, anything. You just don't know where they are.
They beat the Shitans without Tino.
Yeah.
Tino's like almost a talisman for that team, I think.
Yeah, I don't think the Roosters... I mean, and I love them being shit at the moment, so let's do that forever. Friday, this our game, the early game, at 6. It must be it's Campbelltown or something, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I think we get towelled. Hopefully not by more than... Well, you want to give me a... No, don't give me. I'm not betting on the Tigers at all. I'm tipping the Tigers. I want that on record, but I just don't want to bet sandwiches on the Tigers. Yeah. Do you think... You think it's more than 20?
Don't. Oh, no, great. I reckon it'll be, between 16 and 20. I think it'll be like more than a 13 plus, but it's not going to be a complete blowout. I feel like our defensive issues, Trell will shore up a lot of that, but I don't think his first game back is going to be that big a difference. Mm-hmm. And happy to be proven wrong, obviously.
Hopefully he has a soft opening. And he has a bigger next game rather than this one. He looks after himself a bit.
Maybe they get 20 points ahead and they pull in.
We don't have very good second halves at the moment, but usually our first halves are pretty good. That one against the Sharks, we were level, and the one on the weekend, I think we were winning. So that the game against the Dragons looks good. Mate, we looked okay. The Dragons are shit. That's the biggest problem. So we're not very good at the moment. Our second half's particularly a ratchet. So hopefully Cody has a bad second half. Often Cody has a great first half and also fades. Mm. So hopefully that times itself together where we don't lose by more than 13. Hopefully we're less than 13. That'd be great for me.
And, you know, or surprise win. Tigers are, a bogey team for South. I feel like our games, there's always something odd that happens, or it's closer than anyone ever sort of predicts. So. Yeah.
Well, it was 8-0 for most of the game last time we played, and then you won 20-0. So it wasn't that great. Later that night could be, I mean, this is a really great game. Melbourne Para is trying to show us that they're good. Melbourne is supposed to be good, but sometimes just shit. I'm tipping Melbourne, but I'm not at all surprised if Para ends up winning.
Yeah, and Para have been that team that sort of, in the last couple of years, has surprised. You know, everyone's tips the Storm because they're the Storm.
Yeah.
And the Eels have been, doesn't matter their form, they always turn up for this game. I'm still going to go the Storm. I think like they'll bounce back after getting beaten by a Newcastle outfit, which, you know, everyone says they should have beaten.
Yeah.
It's that that Christian Welch comment has come back to bite them so hectically.
So
like
good.
Both teams that he was talking about have just come back and pants them.
And also, to his eternal credit, he owned it, and the podcast is affiliated with this podcast network.
Big Cat Chat.
Bay 53, the Knights one, Bay 53 tweeted Christian Welch, quote tweeting him doing that, being like, where are you now? Like, care to comment, Christian Welch? And he added him, and they added him, and he wrote going, absolutely fucking, Knights are too good, blah, 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 normal kind of chat, but he's just like, I fucked up, and I'm glad that, like, I'm having a day off having these chats, because I'm obviously shit at them, but thanks boys for the tweet. Like, completely he took the
like
right way.
Legend.
Oh, I could have easily ignored that. No one ever expected him to write to it, and it was beautifully worded, so.
You know, he's just made fans out of people who are hating him, you know?
that's exactly right.
That's a
And that talent. Went, I don't want to say viral, but it went, like, other media outlets picked that up, that screenshot up, and then put it up, so it was good that they were also doing that. Speaking of the Knights, I can't see them beating the Raiders. That's the next game. Raiders are... I mean, the Knights' ceiling could easily beat the Raiders, but I just don't think... In that game against the Warriors, the Raiders-Warriors game was excellent. Raiders are in a lot of close games at the moment.
Yeah.
And sometimes win, sometimes lose. I mean, they could be good. I don't know how... Their fans must be fucking hating life, but they also can't get a read. I don't see them going deep in the finals, but I can't even see Newcastle... I want Newcastle to make the finals. I don't see it happening. So that's why I'm tipping the Raiders.
All right, I'm going to go the Knights.
Oh, shit.
I'm believing the dream. I'm riding KP. I just think, I don't know, I want this for Adam O'Brien. I feel like he's the sort of coach who has just been maligned, I feel, his entire career. But he's actually taken the Knights to, like, I don't know, I think he's been there for 4 years. I mean, he's gotten to the finals 3 times. Like, and before he arrived, they were coming 11th, 11th. Mm. Dead last. Like, he's done well there. I think expectations are high, and I just think, you know, I want some party in the Hunter, you know.
Gagai's good. You know who I really want to succeed? I mean, KP's nice, but the Hastings.
Jacko Hastings.
Yeah, I mean, he's moved. I don't know why we let him go, but he's moved and he's playing so well there. And he still seems like the greatest bloke, and I hope he gets a lot of success. So.
Yeah, he's the tempo, the way he changes the tempo when he attacks the line has been really good for the Knights. I haven't had someone who can do that. And I feel like he's thinking a few plays ahead always.
Mm.
You know, he's thinking two plays this way, set up there, get a big boy to suck in a few defenders, and then we're going to swing it back this way. You know,
yeah.
I think the Knights, I'm riding them.
Yeah, well, that's great. And look, for Newcastle, Nana and everyone else, I really hope that does happen. The Dragoons and Seagulls. Fuck, that Seagulls game was weird.
So weird. Hell. I mean, I think it's the Sharks that are weird.
Okay.
I feel like they are just like world beaters or pus. And you just don't know what you're going to get from week to week, let alone from half to half.
Which is crazy. Yeah, yeah.
And again, you would hate to be a fan. I would imagine a lot of fans would have gone 30-0 at halftime. If I've got anything else I could be doing, I'll just turn it off or mute it and put it in the background and miss like this insane comeback. I reckon the Eagles are solid. I think it's more about that story of that game is more about the Sharks.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Saw Nico's thing to the touch judge. He seems to be in trouble about that. I don't know. It's a respect thing for sure, but just saying that's three now that you've called on me, like, yeah, I don't think there's much in it.
Yeah, I don't think it's as... He didn't swear at them. The only small implication is that it's like...
calling into...
Yeah, like why? Yeah, it's more like it's like you've done three. There couldn't have been three, so there's something you're doing, and that implication is shit. But the thing about it is that they're not supposed to talk to the touch judges. They're supposed to only talk to the referee, which is why he runs over, going, "You only fucking talk to me. You do not talk to my team."
Yeah.
And one of the greatest examples of that in the history of rugby league is 2005 during the grand final. I don't know if you saw it, but the West Tigers ended up tailing the Cows. But in it, JT keeps shouting at one of the greatest referees of the modern era, Matt Chechen, before Matt is a centre referee.
Yeah.
And Chechen pulls up two incredible plays, both missed by, I think it's Tim Mander, who's a centre referee. The Cows score a try, which probably would have turned it, or it was definitely moving the momentum that way, and Chechen goes, "You've got to check this because there's a problem like eight passes earlier, I think there's an obstruction." And that was before obstruction was a fucking everything. Mm. And he was right. When you watch the replay, you're like, fuck, that's an incredible call from a touch judge, like,
yeah.
Anyway, and so, but Thurston's blowing up at him every time there's a stop and play. He's fucking at him about something, and eventually he calls time off. And Tim goes, "I mean, you fucking talk to him. You're going off. Not in the bin. I'm sending you off. Like, this is because you were choosing to go at him, and I'm telling you not to.
Yeah.
Like, you're going, and it's disrespectful. Blah 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 blah." And so then JT shuts up.
I thought that last pass wasn't forward. The one.
The 100%. The one where he blows up. Yeah. I called it forward live. I was just like, that was fucked. And even when you see the replays, it's 100% forward. Oh, man. If you're running sideways, if you're running forward, I can definitely see the like floating, blah, blah, blah. If you're running sideways and it drifts forward, that's not the thing.
Yeah.
The thing's about velocity moving forward and you pass something and it's moving forward. This is a problem halfbacks have. As a touchdown, so it's a problem halfbacks have all the time. When they're running sideways, which is a great play, you're supposed to like pretend and dump, pretend, like turn people under, are you, aren't you? But then you throw that ball. If that drifts forward, you've thrown it forward, you idiots. Anyway, I'm tipping Raiders. You're tipping Knights.
There we go.
And I'm tipping, sorry, Seagulls. You're tipping...
Seagulls.
Yeah, Seagulls. Because fuck the Dragons as well.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of fucked off, the Lodge has just been signed to Manly. Manly, he's now playing for Manly. Fucking wild scenes. Anyway.
Yeah.
Lodge karma. Panthers and Sharks. We can't get around the Sharks. Anyone who just said Panthers are unstoppable. If you're tipping against the Panthers, they're obviously playing your
team. Foolish.
Fucking Canterbury are playing the Dolphins, but the Canterbury and Panthers game, the odds for that game was Panthers to win $1.01.
Really?
It was... God.
That's a slap in the face.
I was trying to explain to my nephews that you'd need to put $100 on to get $1 back. That's how sure people are. Oh man. Dolphins? I mean, dogs are a little similar to us.
Dogs are pretty trash at the moment, but I might, because I feel like we're not really like splitting on any of these.
You just took the Knights. I love that one.
That's the only one. So we're going to sandwich that one.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how we go. Titans and Cows. I'm tipping the Cows. They're on fucking fire at the moment.
Yeah, we'll be tipping the Cowboys.
And for a Queensland bunch of arseholes, I mean, you're a Queenslander. Well, you like Queensland.
Can be an arsehole.
True. Dolphins and Cows, I really don't hate at all. Like, I'd love to
how
hate.
How can
them.
You?
No.
Oh.
The brand of football really turns.
I mean, the Dolphins just like the most incredible narrative. Mm. Wayne, can't hate that. The Cowboys, I love. I mean, there's always the big personalities in a team. And I feel like the Cowboys don't really have like a big loud sort of. And I mean, usually they're in the spine somewhere. Drinky just goes about his work, does it well. Chad and Dearden are just solid sort of guys. I guess you'd say the biggest name there before this year was Tomalolo, who's like the epitome of just put your head down, do your work so incredibly that people follow you.
Yeah.
You know, just a team of toilers. Reuben Cotter just embodying that spirit, you know. There's no one to really focus, you know, like at the Roosters, there's so many, you're just like, oh, that guy.
Tell you who does layer up a bit though on the Cows, I've just realised. Leilua.
Yeah, that's true. I always forget that he's there.
He loves a fucking point at my dick ceremony. And
he's better than his brother, but it's not saying much.
Yeah. And look, he was good at the Tigers. He's still good there. Like, that was a good buy. I was worried he was going to be shit, but he's played well there. No, I agree with you. And even Drinky getting out of the in goal in that game. I don't know if you saw that little play. Fucking hell. He's like deep in his in goal and he gets like 30 metres out somehow, like just jink. Roll, spin.
He's got it. He's seriously got it all. I'd love to see him in Origin.
Mm.
New South Wales. If Teddy's not there,
is he
saying
New South Wales?
Drinkwater?
Oh, yeah. Right. For some, just because he plays for the Cows. I know he didn't always, but
he was at Melbourne before that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he. I reckon he'd be a gun, like surrounded by even more guns.
Is he fast but looks slow?
I don't know what it is.
He looks really slow. I was just about to tell you, he's half a step off the pace. But then when I think about him playing, he's. I think he is fast. How's he making those breaks?
He must be quick.
Yeah.
But he's not one of those guys you go, oh, yeah, he's gone, like out of there. But I think it's just the way he reads the game. He's in the right spot, so he's already got a half start on you.
Mm.
I don't know. Okay. You also see him like loop around players and then just go. Maybe acceleration.
I think the problem I have is I've never seen him out of position. Obviously, he couldn't be slow. Oh, but maybe that's your fucking half a step in front thinking about it. But I've just never seen him with the ball thinking, fuck, he should have got there. He should have gone further. But I just, in my memory, he just doesn't look like he's running fast. Maybe he's just got like a long gait. Or I don't know. Maybe I don't really know what I'm looking for. And I'm just eating corn chips and drinking beer and then making wild accusations about players.
This guy's not fast.
In a distant memory as well, 3 days later. Oh, yeah. I don't think I remember him being fast.
I'm going to bank on him not being the fastest bloke in the team. No. But he'd be up there.
If I could tell Malolo, I might beat him. See, that's in my memory, he's fast. You get him in the open field, the kid runs.
Yeah. He's an animal.
Anyway. We agreed on everything except for Canberra at Knights.
Yeah.
Might also be the closest money. Oh, no, maybe Manly is. There you go. Manly.
Manly and the Dragons is close.
Well, they're paying $1.49 and the Raiders are paying $1.62.
Jeez.
But the Knights are paying $2.31 and that's weird. I don't know. That math doesn't make sense to me. Anyway. Great. So you're happy to double that? Because we don't have to do one every week. If you're feeling nervous about the Knights. It's not double or nothing. We're definitely doing the sandwiches.
No. Let's sandwich it up and then right. I'll sort sandwiches.
Newcastle now will be shitty at me for not taking the Knights, but
I'll
take enough.
Well, I just feel like Bay 53 is... I called them Big Cat Chat earlier and I feel bad about it.
Well, that's Panther pod, so it's a real pod. You did
well. Yeah, I just confused them. I'm on the Knights. I'm sticking with them.
You know who I really like from the Raiders is their halfback...
Fogarty.
Jamal.
He's solid. I couldn't believe that. Titans let him go.
No, in fact, I saw the documentary of the Titans and he's in it and I fell in love with him something savage during that documentary.
Oh, really?
And then they let go of him that season. I was like, fuck, didn't you watch your documentary? He's excellent. Yeah. He's a great leader. He's a great ball player. He's a great bloke.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I might have to watch it.
Oh, it was like 3 years ago. No, everyone would have changed.
That's
all right.
Great. I'm no expert. I just love the game. But more than that, I love the community. If you're a fan of rugby league or the NRL, you'll love Big T's Tees. unique, affordable, and made for fans. Find a link to the online store in the show notes below. You'd look good in one of Big T's tees.
Next, we have Littlest Tiger and his nonno giving their bizarre thoughts on round 22.
Do you think Dawson or the Broncos might win?
Broncos and Roosters. I don't know, you think we should go for the Rabbitohs, I think.
No, the Tigers.
Hey, what are you asking me then?
Hey, Wesley, are you going to talk?
No, no, I'm just showing you. Come on, Dad.
Dragons and Seagulls, Panthers and Sharks. You go for the Panthers, I think. You did, boy. And Dolphins, I go for the Bulldogs.
I think the Dolphins. That's on tips,
Hi, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lulu.
And this is
Lulu and Ellie's Footy Tipping.
What round is it, Lulu?
22.
Correct. First game, Broncos and Roosters.
Broncos have way better odds than Roosters. 91% to 9%. Broncos obviously have 91%.
Yeah, I'll go to Broncos as well.
Tigers and Rabbitohs.
Tigers.
Yeah, it's not looking good, but, you know, got to stick with your team.
Storms and Eels.
Oh, I'm going to go with Storms. They have a better percentage. 85% to 15.
I'd go that with that too.
Yeah.
Next one is Raiders and Knights.
Ooh, this one's a hard one. I would go with... Oh, I'm going with Raiders. They're a better percentage.
I'm going with Raiders because they're higher in the ladder.
Yeah.
Next one is Dragons and Sea Eagles.
Sea Eagles. They have way better odds.
Yeah, I agree. Next is Panthers and Sharks.
Ooh, that's an easy one.
Panthers?
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
What do you think the margin is?
10's probably a good amount.
Yep. And then Bulldogs and Dolphins.
Ooh.
I'm going with Dolphins.
Yeah, same.
And Titans. Last one is Titans and Cowboys.
Definitely Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys by far.
Yep.
So that's the end of round 22, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
What if you're big, you got to play big.
Any other highlights other than the Trell allegedly coming back? Game two of Origin, game three of Origin, next game South.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. He might be back for the finals if we make it.
Obviously, the biggest highlight was, you know who else I wanted to quickly tip? Is the G's. The Dubs, the NRL Dubs.
Yep, sweet.
I'll tell you who's going to win. Unless you're watching it closely at the moment. Obviously, I'm not. Watch all those games. That's okay. Broncos, Titans. The Titans are good. The Panatane, the fullback, Paliti. I shouldn't try and say their names when I'm not reading them. She was a fucking weapon. She somehow got the fullback of the round, according to the NRL, over Bovete Worship, which I didn't agree. But they look good. I think Broncos still win because Broncos are going to Bronco in the NRLW. Roosters and Raiders. Raiders looked really great, but they ended up getting beaten convincingly by the Sharks. Roosters are fucking, like... You know how there's all these memes about the Roosters like buying all these great players, blah, blah, blah? Fucking hell, you've never seen it look so good in the NRLW, though. Like, they've bought a whole bunch of key players. Everyone's locked in, like Millie Boyle, halfback, I can't remember. Fucking Sergis, the other incredible centre from New South Wales. Like, it's half the New South Wales team.
It's because they all want to live in Bondi.
And also, they get, I'm assuming, great representation, great...
and business teams and all that sort of connections for after school.
What's the thing we have to get to? We advertise shit. Like those kind of
billboards.
No, but like when you're on Instagram or whatever and you connections to like being able to be spokespersons for shit. Like they would end up being connected to like the ASICs for Sydney or
what
I mean? They'd have great business connections there that they can get to do more, not portfolios, what the fuck's the thing where you get to advertise your face on things? Fucking hell. Anyway, they'll have a lot more connections to being able to be great.
You want to be at a club like the Roosters. Rather than a club like the Dragons.
Yeah, at the moment and forever. For example, when Cooper Cronk came to the Roosters, he became the spokesman for New South Wales, what's that thing called? Trivia? No, travelling.
Travel New South Wales? Destination New South Wales.
Destination. He was one of the faces for that.
Right.
Because Nick connected him to the government thing, and he just got to be that. So he's the spokesman for Visit New South Wales. So you're not getting that, the Dragons. Speaking of the Dragons, they're playing the Eels. The Eels got pants by one of the greatest teams of all time, but Dragons also look shit. So I'm tipping the Eels. The Knights are versing the Cows. The Cows looked like they played their first game ever on the weekend, and they played like it. So the Newcastle are the defending premiers, and they fucking looked for reals. They're going to absolutely smash the Cows, probably. And then your Mighty West Tigers are going to take on the Sharks. The Sharks look so electric on the weekend. It was their first game, which is why it's going to be so exciting when you watch the Tigers put 20 on them. All of it at Belmore as well.
What, every game?
No, sorry, those two last games.
Oh, right.
Newcastle Cows and then Tigers Sharks were all playing at Canterbury.
Great. Like a mini magic ground.
Yeah. Love but that. In a beautiful suburban ground with a hill. I should take Littlest. That'd be great.
Quick question. I'm looking at the draw for the NRL dub. Every team, Broncos, Titans, Raiders, Roosters, Knights, Cowboys, Dragons, Eels, Sharks, West Tigers women.
Yeah, well, it says West Tigers women. Where are you reading that?
Just
on Google.
The Googs.
So we have to have West Tigers because one of our signing agreements when we became a merch club was we wouldn't be called a place and a mascot. Mm-hmm. Our name is West Tigers.
Right.
So I think their issue there, I don't know why Google's put women in there, but we have to always be called West Tigers rather than just Tigers.
Oh, no, I get that, but the women bit is what's
that doesn't
me.
Make sense to
Why
me.
Do they have to do that?
That's a Google thing. That's not an NRL thing. I don't know what's happening.
Gotcha.
I'm on the NRL website now. It just says West Tigers. Go out. Oh, it was $35 for a family, by the way. That's fucking wild. It cost me $50 for me to go to an NRL M game and watch us lose at Leichhardt. I paid $35 for me, my father-in-law, and Littlest, and my wife. We all went out. $35. Fucking at Combank.
Is that what?
The game I went to on. Yeah. Was
Some of it's called Combank.
Yeah. Fucking
isn't it Bank West?
Bank West. Whatever it's called. Fucking hell.
Yeah, who cares?
The bank. Food out there? None of them pay money, so fuck them all. At Parramatta Stadium. Yeah, but good food in the stadium. Obviously, you're in the middle of Parramatta, so like we went and got a milkshake at a great place around the corner. Also went to Peter Wynn's. Like the place is free parking also in the Leagues Club immediately next door to it. So like it was an absolute time. $35. You couldn't get better value for 3 hours of entertaining your family for $35 for all of them. Get out there. Belmore's going to be even better. And there's an incredible place. If you go out to Belmore team, you should go to Lakemba on Holden Street or whatever it's called. Go to Jasmine's right down the other end. Get yourself a fucking mixed plate. Then go to Belmore. I've just saved your life. The game starts at 1:50, so go out there to Lakemba around 12. Enjoy your day.
We wouldn't have got that win without your support. We heard you cheering the whole 60 minutes, and we bloody love yous.
Found our way to the end of another ep. Odine, it was an absolute lovely time with you.
No, mate, always a pleasure, never a chore.
I almost said pleasure and almost stole your line.
Can't be doing that.
Get around good people on the socials and we'll talk to you next time, sports best friends.
Bye.
Sports best friends would like to thank you for listening right to the end. You are our kind of people. Find other great sports podcasts in our family by subscribing. And remember, social media isn't a bad place. You just need to follow the right people.